Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to share with all of you this research. It's part of my wall research project for my PhD. Rye fall planting dates to determine the cover crop biomass production in the Midwest. As I think we have been hearing during the morning, and many of you already know, rye is the most used cover crop here in the Midwest. Basically because have a wide range of adaptation and also have the ability to grow during fall, over winter, and regrow during spring. However, in the corn soybean cropping system, we have a limitation. In particular in Nebraska, farmers are using longer season hybrids that make us to harvest. This is working, okay. Make us to harvest the corn really late during October and give us a really short season for rye to grow. Fortunately, there are some initiatives there to start evaluating some short-term hybrids, at least short-term from the current hybrids that they are using in the region. They are using about 113 days hybrids, and we are actually, as part of my research also, we were evaluating some other short-term hybrids like 100, 105, 110 in order to figure out if we are going to be able to harvest the corn earlier. Let's say, it's not working. Okay, let's say at least during September and be able to have more time to plant the rye. Obviously, by this change, we need to understand what is going to happen with the biomass production. So for that reason, we decided to make this study, evaluate the effects of the planting dates of rye biomass, and obviously understand that biomass on the subsequent soybean. Our hypothesis is that earlier planting is going to improve the biomass production in both fall and spring, but could compromise the soybean crop. This study was established in South Central Nebraska and Clay Center. This is composed by 3 years study, but we were able in 2 locations to have 2 years of the crop rotation, of the complete crop rotation. That was a no-till irrigated location, and we were managing this by having first an early hybrid. In this case, we have an 80 days. We are not pretending to have 80 days hybrid there, but it's just for a practical purpose of harvesting during September. Then we were drilling the rye. We were using just one seeding ray, 67, which is equivalent to the 60 pounds per acre, which is the general recommendation, I guess, in the region. And we were just using one termination date, which was around late April. Then we were establishing the beans. The experiment was a randomized complete block design for replications. As I say, this study is based on the different hybrids maturities that we were also evaluating in the region. So we have 4 different planting dates for rye based on the corn harvest time for the different maturities. And in 2016, we had 6 planting dates. For measurements, we were collecting about 1 meter squared per experimental unit during fall and spring of the rye. And in the beans, we were taking plant population about 30 days after planting, plant heights before harvest, and obviously the yield. Okay, this is how it looks like for biomass production. We have significant effect for the planting dates and also for year. As you can see, and the blue bars is corresponding to the fall biomass and the green ones to the spring biomass. And the graph that you have at the left side is corresponding to the rye planting days that we have in 15, and the rye planting days on the left and the right, the planting dates during 16. So we have, comparing fall biomass, we have more biomass during 2015 than 16, and we think that the reason for that is because we were able to do the sampling process later So we have a warm November during 2015 that allow us to harvest the biomass until the first week of December. Compared with the fall during 2016 that we have the sampling during November. So the difference between these two samplings was about 23 days. The same happened during spring. We have more biomass during spring 2016 than 17, but in that case, we believe that the reason is because during December 2016, we have a really low temperatures, actually lower from the historical data that we have in the region, that probably could affect the establishment of the rye, and that is reflected in that biomass. However, in both falls and spring 2016, we have the highest biomass with the highest, with the earliest planting date. During spring 2017, we have for the first four planting days kind of the same biomass, at least statistically, but we have a numerically higher numbers for the first planting day. Since we had different amounts of biomass between years, we were normalizing the data, and this is that this graph. The reason why in the y-axis we have the normalized information of the biomass and it's plotted again the growing degree days. For rye, as is recommended because it's a cool season grass, we were calculating the growing degree days with base temperature of 0 centigrados. In both cases, fall and spring, we found a positive linear relationship which is expressed by the coefficients that we have. However, we didn't get a 90 or 100% of correlation, so that means that obviously there are some other factors that probably we need to consider for understanding the biomass production, which is water or nutrients. We were using the Kate and Nelson methodology to figure out the critical values. This methodology had been used a lot for soil testing, and there are a couple of papers that are also starting addressing this methodology also to figure out critical values in biomass production. So for the for this study, we found that the critical level for having the maximum biomass during fall is having at least 600 growing degree days. Again, based in 0 centigrados of temperature, for a spring 975 growing degree days. We were comparing that with the historical weather information that we have in that particular area in Nebraska, and that means that we should be planting the rye as a cover crop no later than late of September. Okay, moving with the soybean results, we found no effect both years in plant population and plant heights. This is how it looks like. It's a lot of good biomass, but as I say, no effort. However, regarding yields, we found no effort during the season 2016, but in 2017, we just harvested last week. This is this graph is from that. We found a significant difference, but no against the treatment of no cover crop. That significant difference is explained more with the difference among some other treatments of cover crops. We believe that that is related with the termination date, the time frame from the termination to the soybean planting. We were keeping for the first year 21 days of that time frame and almost a month for 2017 growing season, which had been reported in the literature that we need to keep at least the 2 weeks time frame in order to avoid any effect of soybeans. So with that, I wanted to conclude that obviously earlier plantings are expected for these cover crops, in particularly for maximizing fall and spring biomass is really important. In the case of rye as a winter cover crop, we didn't find subsequent effects in the subsequent soybean no matter the differences in biomass production, again, the biomass production that we have during 2016, almost 8 tons per hectare, we didn't find effect. So it's kind of interesting, these results. We need, obviously, to continue to look forward for understanding more that situation, not just with corn, but also in the soybean corn rotation. Okay, thank you. Well, in Nebraska, you mean in terms of the cover crops, in terms of the corn, soybean? Well, actually, I wanted to tell you, in Nebraska, based in the corn, soybean system, we are starting having really heavy rains at the beginning of the season for corn, that is probably it's going to be positive to start looking for different maturities in corn. And by having early maturities, we are going to have that window opportunity. So with climate change, I think that not just for cover crop, the introduction of cover crop in the system, but also the corn soybean rotation, that we need to consider what are the maturities that we should be managing. This season in particular, this year, we have heavy rains still during the last 2-3 weeks that is going to affect the harvest. So again, it's becoming something interesting in the table of talking about reviewing the seasons for corn in order to have something earlier that is going to be helping in that. So this is
that I can probably. Okay, is there another question over here? Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.